At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't do this yet. I get so distracted with reading in the afternoons. All right, let's listen to Nerd Talk. I'm going to do them out of order because, well, no, I'll do them right. The first one was about us getting to Mars. Hopefully, we made it.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Those nerds at NASA are about to land a fancy science golf cart on the surface of Mars. It's called the Perseverance Rover, and it's got its own helicopter built in. Like a big one. Like a little one that you see at the mall. Remember the mall? Conceptually, it's pretty difficult to process just how far away Mars is. Like when we've shot stuff to the moon, it takes just a few days to get there. Perseverance launched last summer. And you thought your commute was terrible. And while it's hard to imagine what a 300 million mile trip even means, it's even crazier to think of the accuracy involved. It'd be like Tom Brady throwing a deflated football from Tampa all the way to San Francisco. But on its way, it had to go around the Earth more than 1,000 times. Quite the arm for a 43-year-old. That's the type of accuracy we're talking about here. And that's without even making the touchdown. Minutes before 1 o'clock today, the craft goes skimming through the thin Martian atmosphere. Then parachutes deploy, the rocket sled separates from the rest of it. Yeah, and lowers Perseverance to the ground safely. Or they get it wrong and make $10 billion of Martian metal pancakes.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
I think it is so cool to watch all the people in the control center at NASA that are working on the Mars 2020 program and to see how nervous and stressed out and how there's some cracks there in the facade of them watching their baby try to make it down to Mars. And each time something goes right, each time one of those 79 different charges that have to go off to pyrotechnics that have to go off to make the mission succeed. Every time that happens, they get more and more excited. I love the one of the two broadcaster guys, they didn't turn off his mic. And so when something would go right and he would see the telemetry come up before we did, he'd be like, yes, in the background. When he like definitely was supposed to be quiet, like bad mic etiquette, but excellent excitement and drama that played out. I can't get over the notion that we, like, I did the math yesterday and it just was incalculable. If you had a basketball and then like a, I think it's like a size three soccer ball for like kiddos. If you had those and you shot something the size of like one COVID cell, okay, from one sphere to the other, they'd have to be 7 miles apart from each other. Like, just imagine if you tried to shoot a BB gun 200 yards. Impossible. 7 miles. Something that's a fraction of the size of that. That's what a 300 million mile journey looks like between the Earth and Mars. And frankly, I don't think it could get much cooler than that. The math that they're doing and like the way that tiny little gravitational pulls happen. A couple things while they were broadcasting. One, the craft is spinning around as it's flying.
like a, almost like it's rifling, like it had been shot out of a rifle, right? And the rifling like intentionally spirals it up, right? And so as it's flying, they have to stop that from happening. And I'm like, what? Why do you have to stop it from rifling? It's like, because you don't want, like, I thought about it longer. Like, you don't want the parachute to twist up or whatever, right? You want it to deploy correctly. You don't want something to shoot off at an angle that you weren't anticipating. You want the sensors on board to be able to get a lock on where they're going. But, like, I would have never thought of that. I'd be like, oh, crap, we just crashed a $7 billion project because we didn't think about not letting it spin. Not even spin, just rifle. Like, it's like, it's not like it's, I don't know what axis that is. I guess it's the Z axis that it would be spinning on or whatever. But they like do a burn to slow it down so it's still as it's going, just like a bullet that has no spin on it. Crazy. You know, there's a million things that they think of like that. That, of course, they've done this before. They've had experience. They've tried other things. But just little stuff that, like, when we're like, this is definitely how COVID works. And scientists are like, no, dude, no, you haven't done any of the work to suggest that you know how that is. It's like the same thing. The feat that they achieved shooting effectively a six-wheeled freaking golf cart to a different planet is bonkers to me. And there's not enough understanding of that by people, and the fact that we get it there, like, as it approaches Mars, the gravity of Mars makes the thing accelerate as it's getting close to the landing phase. So you have to account for that. Like, stuff that, if you're a planetary scientist, or I guess the nav team probably thinks about these things, but, like, what if the Earth's moon has some pull on it when it's first taking off, and you're just a little shallow, and it just goes skipping right off the atmosphere of Mars. It just never stops. It's just the smartest people doing the craziest stuff. And this isn't about, like, whether doing stuff for profit is good or bad, but it's like not for profit. They have to secure funding and stuff like that, but it's not like, and they have to get budgets and stuff, but like, you do things differently when you have to make shareholders happy, I guess. So that you have to make stupid politicians happy with NASA. Anyway, it's amazing, and I'm so blown away. Now, speaking of which, securing funding for a future mission. I've been watching this thing that we call Rocket Show. It's called Rise of the Rockets, an episode of Nova. My kid latched onto it when he was like a year old, and he used to go, around the moon! Like every time when they do it in this one place. Sharp little turd, right? And they were talking then, some 2.5 years ago, I think, about how SLS, the next rocket from NASA, was already a couple of years behind, and it's been 2.5 more years, and like, what a disaster. And now I got bad news about putting humans down on the moon. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Move over Mac OS. Chrome OS just surpassed you as a more popular operating system for your computers. Windows is still the king, and by a lot. While the other two, though, are continuing to significantly grow, especially after a COVID year. It's the first time Google has surpassed Apple in this category. Everyone's talking about Perseverance, the Mars lander, hopefully nailing it today, but bad news dropped from NASA, getting humans to the moon via the Artemis project. That's no longer happening by the year 2024. Yeah, their main launch vehicle is years behind schedule and billions of dollars over budget. Can't even get people to the ISS without paying SpaceX to do it. Or the Russians. And finally, would you wear a health patch that monitors the biochemistry of your skin to make sure you're staying healthy? If you got a smartwatch, well, you're well on your way. A new breakthrough suggests that you could track things without having to actually draw blood. That could be great for diabetics or for simple stuff like how much caffeine or alcohol you've ingested. I got a few friends that could benefit from that last part. Have it connect to your smartphone and then lock you out when you've been drinking too much. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! That was fun. Thanks for hanging out. I could talk about space all day long. I don't know much about it, but I'm fascinated. And every time I think about it or think I know something, someone says something that's like, oh, there's a whole other factor about that. Hope you're having a great day. Have a good weekend, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.